Hello, everyone. I mess with God. I'm Prophet Slow. Today, anyone who claims to be light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. People can do things that will make us dislike them. They will say things we don't agree with. I can admit I have met a few people I just can't connect with. And the more I try, the more it seems like it's a big disconnect. And not everyone we're going to get along with. So instead of going back and forth with anyone, trying to get them to agree, just agree to disagree. It's better in that way. But when we get to the point of having a hate for anyone, the verse tells us we're in darkness. We're no longer walking in the light. If we're hating our brother and sister. Now, this have happened to us before. We can be transparent and say, no, yes, this have happened. But some of us will say, no, this never happened. But what do we do with this feeling? Do we let it go? Was it for a moment, or are we still dealing with this emotion? Hate is such a strong word to say we don't like someone. Okay, that's reasonable. But when we say we hate, it causes other things to happen, such as our mental state to change. And hate normally have another emotion to come with it, which is bitterness. And both of these spirits, if we don't get a grip on either one, will bring other spirits with it, like jealousy and malice. And when we allow the enemy to take over and we allow our thoughts and our emotions to get out of control, we lose control to the enemy. So what do we do with this hate we have built up so it won't get out of hand? We go to God in prayer. I know someone might say, I did this, and it doesn't help, but it will. It will if we let it go. If we aren't willing to change what we are feeling, he can't help us. We to want to help ourselves and to let go of the feeling we're feeling. 2 Peter 1:9 says this, for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he's blind and have forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sin. It tells us when we are feeling this way, we are blinded and we've forgotten this is something we are cleansed from. When we gave our life to God, things of this way is the former things. The former we can no longer be attached to this kind of emotion. It's darkness. Because when we say we love God, we can't allow hatred to be in us. Jesus said to us, love thy neighbor as yourself. And a lot of us can't even stand the people we're living with, and we can't stand the people we work with, because we are allowing this type of emotion to rule us. But we have to close the door to these emotions and not allow it to conquer our thoughts nor our heart, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to build this emotion so we can walk the opposite way, which is walking on the wider road. 1 John 2:4, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The commandment Jesus left us is to love. And if we don't keep that commandment, the word of God says, we are a liar and the truth is in us. See, we must gain control over what we are feeling. If not, we will forever be out of the light of God. We as believers must every day ask God to help us with our problems and emotions. Ask him to show you what is the root of your hatred, and he will help you, but we must be willing to let him take it away. Are you willing to give it to him? Are you willing to allow him to cleanse your heart and emotions, to let go? Ask him today to help you what is holding you back. Ask him today to help you let go of this bitterness, this hatred that you have in your heart, and he will help you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, hope, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we thank you for the word today, Father God. We ask you, if we're dealing with hatred, if we're dealing with bitterness, we're dealing with malice, we ask you to remove it from us, Father God. We ask you to help us stand on you, Father God. Father God, we want the truth to be honest, but sometimes, Father God, people just do things to rub us the wrong way, Father God. Help it not to affect us. And Father God, if it do affect us, help us to come to you and say, Father, help me with this person. Father, help me with my emotions. Father, help me let go of this emotion of bitterness and malice. Father God, we love you so much. We want to walk in the light. We want to walk in the truth. But Father God, help us with our emotion. Father God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for waking us up, letting us see another day. We ask you to forgive us of the sins that we've done, knowing and unknowingly. Father God, we ask you to continue to cleanse us every day, mold us, show us what we need to work on, Father God. And we're willing to accept, Father God. We surrender to you, Father God. Father God, we want to walk the holy life, Father God. Father God, help us do that. We thank you for the blessings you give us. We thank you for the favor on our job. Father God, we thank you for watching over us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.